she saying? She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hey, ladies. So today's episode is entitled Play on His Masculinity. And I know you guys hear me talk about this all the time. But before we get into today's episode, I need y'all to stop what you're doing, okay? Stop. Go on Instagram and follow me on Instagram at Miss.Brownstone_. You know how to spell Brownstone. Don't play with me. Okay? Because I'm not understanding. We got 1,061 followers. And I have not heard from 1,061 people. I don't see 1,061 people follow me on Instagram. Okay? That's an issue. And I'm going to need the 1,061 people to follow me on Instagram because I'm doing a question and answer. Okay? I'm doing a question and answer for you guys when we get into the new year. All right? Because we got 1,000 followers. All right? So why not? Why not? Send me some questions. But I'm going to talk about that in this episode. But anyways, let's get into today's episode. Play on his masculinity, okay? And why did this come up, okay? This came up because, let me tell y'all a little story. Because I haven't heard a story in a while. So, where I work at, right? I work in a warehouse. We kind of make, well, I used to work there because I done put my 2 weeks in. But anyways, excuse me. I work in a warehouse and my new supervisor used to be in a position beneath a supervisor. He was not my supervisor then, nor was he a lead. But he had a position there. He was making good money, okay? But now he's my supervisor. So before he became my supervisor, he used to talk to one of my homegirls. I'm guessing they used to talk. Don't give me the line. But from what I heard, what I saw, it looked like they were talking. So he used to talk to one of my homegirls, and it looked as if the man had a little crush on me. My homegirl said he used to always ask about me and stuff like that, but he smashed everybody at the job, okay? Like, he was fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry, all right? Betty, Lucy, Wendy, okay? He was sleeping with everybody, okay? And he had girls fighting over him at the job, girl. It was crazy. You'd have thought I was back in Campus High, how shit was getting crazy up in there. So, make a long story short, I never liked the man because I just felt like he was Dirty Dan. And you know who Dirty Dan is, but Dirty Dan, to me, reminds me of SpongeBob. And he'd be like, no, I'm Dirty Dan. So, when a man sleeps with a whole bunch of women and I believe he got a dirty penis, I call him Dirty Dan, okay? So, he was a Dirty Dan. And I just can't get jiggy with that shit. So I never liked him. He would make comments to me. He always tried to get my attention at work, and I would treat him like shit. Okay, like I was mean to him, but I'm not gonna lie to you. I was mean to him. He'd be like, Ms. Brownstone, I'd be like, what do you want? Like, you know, I can get real disrespectful, respectfully, okay? So that's how I was coming towards him because I just didn't like him and I already knew what type of dude he was. Now, he went from that position and became my supervisor. So now he's my supervisor and he got a little bit power, a little pull over me. And he's starting to realize that he knows I don't like him. And he's fucking with me because I don't like him. He's bothering me to make me break into being nice to him or you know, getting over on me, right? So the first day that he becomes a supervisor, I come to work or whatever, and the man told me I was gonna get the last break, and I'm just like, bruh, I've been here since 6:30 this morning. You tell me I'm not going to get a break till 11:30. Like, that's a little max against the law. For 4 hours, you get a break, honey. You get a break 4 hours, okay? But I just thought that was a little fucked up. So, this is the first day. So, the first day, I got a 11:30 break. 11:30 break. Excuse me, somebody called me. 11:30 break. Then, when my second break came, he told me I couldn't get a second break. So, when I went on my first break for my 11:30 break, everybody was going on there. After that, everybody went on a second. So he told me I couldn't get a second break because he didn't have enough people, you know, for everybody to be going on their third break. So their third break is my second break. You know what I'm saying? Because they come in way earlier than me. So he cut my second break and told me, well, you're going to be here you know, a little bit longer than anybody, so you could use that as your break. Like, no, sir. No, sir. So I peeked how he was treating me, you know. I saw it. I said, all right, I'm gonna let him have that. Then, that same exact day, later on, he tried to flex his power because I was backed up in my work and I decided I was going to stop the line so I could catch up my work. And he was just like dick riding me, being real smart with me about it. You know, basically trying to prove his masculinity, prove that he's the man. I need to listen to him. But he's only doing that because I never wanted to talk to him. Like, he didn't ask me on lunch break dates and all that, and I never wanted to talk to him. So he felt like now he got to flex it. You know, you get what I'm trying to say? Somebody say amen if you get what I'm trying to say, okay? So this was the first day. First day for me as him, my supervisor, was hell on hot. What? Hell walking on hot rocks, all right? He was on every move I made, how long I spent on a break, how long I spent on a lunch, I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't see you doing this to everybody. Why are you doing this to me? He come over to my line, and instead of him being nice to me, he just fucking with me. He just nitpicking with me, you know? So this was the first day. So the second day, I said, you know what, Vic? Yeah, no, that's my real name. Okay, so you call me Vicky or Vicky Brownstone, whatever y'all want to call me. But I prefer Miss Brownstone, but you know, if y'all want, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So I'm like, you know what, Vic? Let's try something different. Because clearly the man like me. Let me play on him. Okay, let's make him think he playing me, but in reality, I'm playing him, okay? So what I did was, when I come to work the second day, I see him. Yes, he gave me my last break, as always. Yes, he's on my butt, okay? But instead of me being mean to him, you know what I said to him? Good morning. How are you? Oh, I was so nice to him, touched his arm and everything. How are you? You know, not coming off like a hoe, but I'm being nice, all right? And I just was like, how was your weekend? He told me how his weekend. He was like, well, how was your weekend? You look like you had a good weekend. He looked at my eyebrows and gave me a compliment. I was like, yeah, I did. I had a good weekend. He said, are you smiling under that mask? Because he's so used to me being mean to him. And I'm like, I'm not smiling, you know, but I really did have a good weekend. And he started to talk to me. He came over and he was like, talk to me about the work or whatever. Mind you, I just know that I'm being nice to him. So now he's trying to have a conversation with me because I'm always being a dickhead to him, right? So he's talking to me about the work or whatever. I don't know what that man was talking about. I did not care. You know what I said at the end of everything? You're so smart. You really smart. I did not think of that. Didn't even know what that man was talking about. I did not think of that. You're so smart. You really are. He was like, thank you. And I was like, you're too smart for your own good. And I started laughing. Right? So then he left. He came back. And now he's helping me when I'm working. A supervisor. I barely see him do anything. He comes over. He starts helping me with my work. And we're talking. And I said to him, I said, you like to play pool? And he said, yeah, I like to play pool. And he said, are you inviting me out? And I said, I mean, if you want to come out with me, you know, that would be cool. I said, you know, you seem like a nice person to hang out with. You seem like fun outside of work. I don't want to hang out with this man. I'm just telling this man anything. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, yeah, cool. You know, you're still leaving. I told you I'm leaving the job. So I'm like, yeah, maybe. I think so. He was like, well, we could exchange Instagrams when you about to leave. And I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, I'm bust your ass in pool. You know what I'm saying? He like, you gonna beat me in pool? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna beat you in pool. I know how to play pool. All right. So now he sees me all day. And he stops by, he helping me, we having a little conversation. I'm just being nice. Even when I talk to him, I change up my voice. I put on this like real sweet girly voice. You get what I'm saying? Like I'm changing it up because I'm realizing that I'm not getting my way here. So how can I bend it where I can get my way? You know what I'm saying? So that was the second day. Now, the third day comes. Now watch the complete difference from the first day, from the third day. The third day comes. And he's my supervisor now. And I come in. And he's like, hey, Vic. I'm like, hey, good morning. How are you? And he's like, I'm good. He's like, I want to show you something. So he come over to me, right? And he's like, no. Before I even get to third day. Also, what he did on the second day. Remember how I told you he was breathing out my neck about my breaks, right? So on the second day, I didn't clock out for my breaks. I forgot to see what he was going to do. And he came up to me. He was like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I didn't clock out for none of my breaks that day. He wasn't even worried about me, girl. He wasn't even worried about me. So anyways, now we're on the third day. So he's like, hey, Vic. I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, I want to show you something. Come with me. So I'm like, oh, okay, you know. I just follow behind him like a little sad little puppy. I don't know the fuck I'm going. I'm just going. he shows me the paper. He's like, you know how I was giving you 11:30 breaks? Well, I gave you the first break. Mind you, people at my job come in 4 o'clock in the morning. I come in 7 o'clock, maybe sometimes 6:30 in the morning. I'm not supposed to get the first break. But because I've been nice to him and making it seem like, you know, he's so smart and he's so masculine and I don't know what I would do without him and I need his help, I would stop him and ask him stupid questions. What do you think about this? And, okay, thank you. Knowing that I already knew what the fuck I'm supposed to do, but I'm just going to make him feel like he's important. You know what I'm saying? So on the third day, he's like, yeah, I gave you the first break. 9 o'clock. I'm like, oh, thank you. He like, did you eat before you come? I said, I just so happened to not have ate before I came, which I was lying because I just felt like he might do that shit to me again. So I ate. I said, I just so happened to not eat before I come. He was like, okay, it's fine. You got the first break. I said, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? So he comes over still this day and he's helping me and stuff like that. When I tell y'all, I had a good day on the third day, okay? He ain't bothering me at all. I had a nice little break, okay? I had a 30-minute break. Any other time, he'd be on my dick. I had a 30-minute break, all right? My second break came around. I took a 45-minute break. He was not worried about me at all, honey. He was so sweet to me. He came over. He was just like, oh, you remind me of a Southern Belle and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just telling that man whatever the hell he want to hear. I don't care what he's talking about. And I really don't. I'm just trying to find a way that I could survive with you being my supervisor, okay? And every chance I got to give him a compliment, I gave him a compliment. Every chance I got. Now, you can say I'm kissing his ass. I don't give a fuck. All right? I got what I wanted at the end of the day. Okay? Every chance I got to give him a compliment, I gave him a compliment. Okay? So, he comes over to me, right? And he's like, Vic, are you still leaving? And I was like, I don't know. I think so. Why? But I didn't want to tell him. So, I just want to see what he was about to say to me. Because, you know, I'm trying to see what I could get now. Let's see the difference from the first day to the third day. So he's like, well, I was wondering, what position did you want? And I was like, position? You know, I've been here for a year and some change. Nobody ever tried to move me up. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever tried to move me up. And I'd apply for positions up and I got denied. So now you tell me you want to help me. So I'm like, position? He's like, yeah, what position did you want? So I said, I really wanted to do quality, but I've been applying. I applied to several positions in this building. It just seems like they don't want me or something. Said it just like that. Real sad with the big old Marilyn Monroe eyes, y'all. It just seemed like they don't want me or something. And he was like, don't worry about that. I'm boss now. I got you. You want quality? I could give you quality. And I said, well, you sure? And he was like, yeah. I can work it. I can get it done for you. I can work it out for you. And in my mind, I'm like, I already got quality in another building, honey. But okay. So it was just weird to see how he was. You get what I'm saying? He was helping me. You know, even when he see me talking to other people, he didn't stop me. Like, I'm like, oh, can you go on this line and do this? He let me talk. He was nice to me. He was cracking jokes all day. He was so sweet to me. All because of the fact that I would just give him compliments and make him seem like he was important. And I was just being nice, okay? Like, you really gotta make people, not people, some men, you gotta make them think that they're running the show. But in reality, we're running the fucking show. I was able to get the first break, my 30 minutes. My second break was still fucking early. And I was able to get a 45-minute break. And he was not worried about me at all. At all. And he probably think I was flirting with him. I don't know. But who cares, okay? Who cares? I played the role, and I played that bitch good. He came up to me and was like, you know, you've been acting real. You know, you've been feeling yourself ever since you got your eyebrows done. And usually when somebody come up to me and say, you've been feeling yourself since you did it, I get smart. Because it's like, no, you feeling me, motherfucker. But instead of me usually getting smart with him like I usually do, I looked up at him. And I was like, thank you. And he was like, thank you. Because he's so used to being mean, right? So he's like, thank you. And I'm like, yeah, because you think I'm all that. And he had this big old smile on his face. Girl, I lied to you. He had this huge smile on his face. And he was like, you're funny. And I was like, I'm not funny. I'm just confident. And I walked off. And he came over to me later. He said, you know what? I do think you're the shit. See how that works? So the moral of the story, ladies, is I know that we feel like everything we do, men take over it and we got to compete with them and everything, but we really don't. If we learn how to you know, play on their ego and be nice to them, even when, you know, just to get what we want. Even if we're in there and we're going on dates, you know, some people always ask me, oh, how do you get men to give you money? People think that, oh, you know, you could only get money out of older men. No, I get money out of young guys too. Like, bitch, I'm the farmer, okay? I milks, okay? I know how to get what I want. But how I get what I want is not by asking for it. I suggest what I want. I suggest what I want, and I play victim, and I play like I need help, you know? And I up their ego. Like, I make them think that they're the man, and like, oh, my God, you just saved my day. And sometimes you just got to do that. You got to do that to get what you want. You know what I'm saying? So instead of thinking that the man in your department is competing with you, instead of thinking that, oh my God, I gotta take him down to get what I want, don't be like that. Every day you see him, I love your pants. Oh, you got a haircut today? You been working out? You in the gym? Touch his arm. How you feeling today? You okay? You sure? All right. You know, just be nice. Just be nice. That's all you gotta do. Be nice and give compliments and act like you give a fuck. Even when you don't know what the fuck they're talking about, act like you give a fuck. And when you, if let's say you got a man that's the lead, right, or a boss, and you want to be a boss, or he doing something, and you want to learn how to do it. For instance, my male best friend, right? My male best friend is a photographer. He do commercials and stuff like that. He edits stuff. I wanted to learn how to edit it when I became his friend. You know, like in the beginning of our friendship. You know what I did? You're so smart. You know, you're so business oriented. Da, 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 da. Big up his head. Big up his head. So when I come around now I got in. Now I'm in. He let me in because he not thinking that I'm trying to take over his business. He don't think I'm competition because I'm coming off so nice and so soft and so innocent. Her little innocent self, she's not going to do anything. So now I'm in there. Now I'm in there. And when he's doing little things, I could be like, what you doing? How you do that? Oh, I don't know if I can do that. That looks like a lot of work. And you could do this. Let me show you. It's so easy. So you do. And then he just show you everything. And now you don't learn the new skill. Apply that at your job. You think you're competing with this man. You don't have to compete with him. You want to be a manager and he's the manager. You know, you're so smart. Compliments get you everything you want, girl. I'm trying to tell you. Compliments get you everything you want. Always come to him and ask him what he think about stuff. Fuck what you think. Always come to him and ask him what he thinks about stuff. And then he's going to let you in because he's not going to see you as a competition because you're not challenging him. All right, 48 Laws of Power. Read it, baby. Read the book. You're not challenging him. All right? So when you're not challenging him, they don't see you as a threat. They're going to open the doors for you. And now you're going to see him do paperwork in front of you. And you could be like I said, what are you doing? That looks like a lot of work. Oh my God. Does work stress you out? But then again, you're smart. You know how to do it. You'll be fine. But me, I don't think I can do that. Try to downplay yourself just a little bit. Even though we know we smart, just a little. I don't think I could do that. Yes, you can. It's easy. Look, so this is the paperwork for this department. And this is the paperwork for Central Department. And all I do is I just put in the computer like so. And now you done learned this stuff from this man. And you probably nice to the other men in the department. You learn all this other stuff. So when you ready to ask for a raise, or you ready to get a promotion or something, or you know, get a new job or whatever, you could say you learned all this stuff. You know how to do all this stuff. Because these men done came in here and they done taught you. And guess what? Because they don't feel like you're in competition with them, they will gladly move you up because they're going to want to help you. They feel like you're so nice and you're just this helpless, sweet girl. They're willing to help you. You see how quick he came to me? What position would you like? He ain't never asked me that before because I was being a dickhead. He ain't never asked me that before. And he's not dumb because he probably wondering like, why all of a sudden she being nice to me? Well, newsflash, sir, I'm only being nice to you because you're my supervisor now. And I gotta be able to get what the fuck I want. So you think you playing me. You think I'm letting you in when I already knew you liked me. You think I'm letting you in and giving you the time of day. But in reality, I'm not. I'm just trying to make my last couple weeks of this job easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Okay? So that's how you do that, ladies. Okay? Big up the men. And make them think they doing something. Okay? And you know who was really good at this? Playing on men masculinity? What's her name? Leona Hemsley. Okay. She is the queen of mean. All right. Y'all can look up her movie on YouTube. It costs you what? Free 99. It costs you $3.99 to watch her movie. So Leona Hemsley basically, she married up. Of course, that's what we're going to be talking about here sooner or later. She married up and she really played on men masculinity. Like, she just did everything I just told y'all to do. So make sure y'all check out that movie. It's a really good movie. It's based off a true story. And she got locked up for, I believe, not paying her taxes. So, yeah. Besides her being a bitch, she was a smart bitch. She knew exactly how to stroke a man's ego to get what she wants. She made them feel like they was a king. Get what I'm saying? What did they say in the Ike Turner Syndrome episode? My male friend Malik said, what? The ego got to be stroked. Okay? The ego got to be stroked. Even in a relationship. You want your nails done. You want your rent paid. You want this. You want that. You gotta stroke some ego. I know you don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. It's just real shit. If I'm dealing with a guy and I need some money, I'm going to make up a sad excuse. Oh my God, just gave my grandmother $500 and I need to pay this light bill. I should have thought about myself first. Next time I won't do that, but I really needed to help her. He going, I got you. I'll give you the money. How much is your bill? See, I didn't even have to ask. I was on my way to work today and I caught a flat tire. I don't even know how to change a tire. I don't even know where to go to get a tire fixed. I don't know what to do. Oh my God, I think I'm gonna have to call out. This is crazy. No, you don't have to call out. I'll fix your tire. I'm on my way. I'll bring you to get a new tire. You don't know how to change it, or you change your car's been I'll do it for you. There's no problem. You don't need to stress over that. If a man don't suggest stuff, you got the wrong man. Okay, so in honor, back to what I was saying, in honor of us having 1,000 followers, I would like to do a Q&A, okay? If you know what a Q&A is, it's a question and answer, duh. And I'm going to do it. I'm probably going to post it on the first Monday of January. Of January. Yeah. But basically, how we're going to do the question and answer is, you guys are going to have to follow me on Instagram. So tomorrow I'm going to have the post up, all right? So you're going to have to follow me on Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, I'm going to answer your questions. So follow me on Instagram. I'm going to have a post on my page that says, She Knows Podcast Q&A. In the comments, you're going to write the question that you want to ask, okay? Yes, people can see your comments, obviously. And, you know, I'm going to read the question anyway on the thing. So hopefully it's not, you know, you didn't have a question you wanted to put in hiding. If it's that deep, then yeah, DM me. But it might won't be that deep. But yeah, under the post, write your question. Now, I will not answer a question if you're not following me on Instagram, okay? Like, I'm just being honest with you. You have to follow me and you have to follow the podcast Instagram. So my Instagram is at Miss Period Brownstone _. The podcast Instagram is at _ She Knows Period Podcast. All right. And there will also be on She Knows, there will also be the same post, and you can put your questions under there. But hopefully everybody put their questions under my personal page. All right. And I will answer the questions on YouTube. So that means you have to go to my YouTube channel to hear the answer to your question. I will eventually put the answer to the questions on the podcast. But if you want to be the first to hear the questions, then you're going to have to go to the YouTube channel, okay? Make sure y'all go and check out Queen Amin on YouTube, okay? And as always, ladies, keep it classy. And I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah.